what did you feed the hogs and how did you feed them? Did you have a bucket anyplace to put things off the table?
Oh, yes, we had a slop bucket, Cole. Yes, sir.
And then you'd empty the slop bucket into what, out there in the pen?
In the trough. We had a wooden trough there, you know.
I see. And you just fill out the trough?
Sometimes we would get a log, you know, and hurl it out. Hurl that log out, you know, and make a trough out of it.
I see. Instead of tube, otherwise yes, you need to...
Yes, sir. Still that, you know, that make it out of that log.
I see. Uh-huh. And speaking of hogs, would you tell me what's a darra?
Sure.
What is a darra and a shoat and a gilt? Did you use those words?
Yes, that's right, we did.
I wonder if you explain what they meant.
What do we call a bear? He done cut him, you know.
Mm-hmm. And
how
about a shoat?
Well, they call a shoat a medium-sized pig, you know. That's what we call a shoat.
And how about a gilt?
Well, that's I'd call it a sow pig.
I see.
Yeah.
Now, if the female is the sow, what's the male, and what you call him?
A bull.
I see.
Yes.
Did you ever have any wild hogs around? Do you remember?
No, sir, I didn't have any. Never was seen any wild hog around there.
There's not enough woods to...
Wasn't close enough to the swamp, you know.
I see. Did they have wild hogs over
there? Oh, yes, sir. There'd been wild hogs down in there.
I wonder what they called them. Just wild hogs, or did you ever hear them called Piney Woods Rooter? Or Old Rooters?
No, sir. I never heard anything but a wild hog, is all I have heard.
Were they good to eat, or...?
Well, the people's up there down in McGowan, he go get them every certain time of year. He go down there and kill them. Oh, I don't know how many of them. Bring them in and clean them. They eat them.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did.
Mm-hmm. They don't do that anymore, do they? Are they still down there, or...?
Well, they tell me some down there right now.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
That's on Old 45 coming into Columbus, you know.
Oh, yeah. Would you explain how you used to kill hogs and dress them? And would you explain that?
Yes, sir.
How did you used to do that?
Well, I got a kill at home now in my yard. Great big old iron kill, you know. About made in the shape of a pot, a wash pot.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd hold a drum of water, 50 gallons. And I put that water out there in that kiln and put the fire on it and let it get hot. And get it hot enough just so you can dip your hand in it and not take it out, it's ready to scald it. And that's what we did, and got him cut his throat. Put him in there, you know, get some, sometimes we get a brick, you know, and rub the half of him. His comes off good with a brick.
With a brick?
Yes. Got a brick and rub the hair off me.
You know, I never knew how you tested the water, but that's how you did it.
That's
how
we did it. Just put your hair in there.
Uh-huh.
If you don't have to jack it right out, get it hot enough to get the hair off it.
I see.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And what you call that hair in the back of the hog that stands up when he gets mad?
Call it a bristle, I did.
That's the bristle.
Yes.
Uh-huh. See? And these two teeth here on the hog, too long.
Yes, I know.
What do you call them?
I call them the tushes.
The tushes.
Yes.
How about